Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Every couple of months here on the show, we find ourselves talking about babies and music. We've learned how live music can help premature infants grow stronger, about mothers who make playlists for the delivery room, and about the vast array of commercially available compilations that claim to make your baby the next Mozart or Einstein. But never before have we talked about personalized music, written specifically for your baby. Until now. That's a little bit of a song called Rosie Grace, written for a baby named, yes, Rosie Grace. A new startup company called Pear Music is behind the song, and the co-founders are Ken Christensen and Cassandra Wynn. They're here with me in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you.
So, explain, Ken, the idea behind Pear Music.
Essentially, it's writing unique songs for babies.
So it's commissioned music.
It is, yeah. It didn't start out that way. It started off as a gift that I wrote a duet for a friend of mine having a baby. And so it was sort of a dedication at first.
Yeah. Now, Cassandra, there is a huge market of music for babies out there.
There is, but I actually haven't been able to find commissioned music for babies, which is what I thought was really sweet and really heartfelt about it.
So you're writing pieces commissioned by the parents for their infants.
That's correct.
How do you tailor a piece of music to a person who is still becoming a person?
Yeah.
can't really speak or express themselves in the usual way.
Yeah, so what we do is we ask the parent to provide us with a picture, video, words, anything that they feel their baby represents. And both of us have visual arts backgrounds. I was classically trained, but I also went to an art school, and it's something that I feel like I have a knack for is writing music to something visual and being inspired by something that is visual.
And it's called pair music, the French word for father. Why pair and not mare or
right.
mare pair
yeah.
or mom and dad? Or
right. yeah, well, it's sort of an homage to two of my classical music giant favorites, Papa Haydn, and then there's Père Franck, César Franck. We wanted a name that wasn't just like baby music. You know, we wanted something that was kind of sophisticated.
So 7-month-old at the time, 7-month-old Shilla Yoon, her parents said to you, she's like the, I mean, Cassandra, as you said, you know, I mean, I found this with my kids very early on. They have personalities. They may not be speaking, but you kind of know, this one's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
This one's going to be even more trouble.
Yeah.
So Shilla's parents?
Well, what happened was Shilla is the baby of a friend of mine, and she has been posting on Facebook and Instagram a lot, and so I kind of got to watch this baby develop. And I was like, let's just test this idea out. Try it for this baby. So we sent it to her, the mom, and she loved it. And we're like, okay, let's try this for more people now.
All right. So this was kind of a test piece.
The test, yeah.
Sort of, yeah. We consider her to be our spokes baby.
All right. Yeah. The pieces are named after the babies. So this work is simply called Shilla, an example of pair music. That's just a little bit of Shilla, written for 7-month-old Shilla Yoon by Ken Christensen, the violinist. He and Cassandra Wynn, who are both here with me on Soundcheck, are the co-founders of Pear Music, a company that writes for parents a customized piece of music inspired by their baby. So, Ken, that's three different tracks of you playing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normally the way these pieces work, is that you'll kind of overdub the different parts?
Yeah, and that's how we see it for now. But, you know, it's also something that I hope this grows to the point where people are commissioning me to, you know, maybe do a quartet symphony, you know, let's go big.
But right now you're talking about like 2-3 minute pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cassandra, it's not cheap. I mean, $900 to commission a work is in the scheme of, in the classical music world is pretty cheap. But you know, that's a pretty boutique gift.
Right. It takes into consideration the time spent of him writing and then recording the music.
Mm-hmm. And for $1,500, you get the piece and a music box, which then is like custom made to play that piece.
Right.
So, you know, are people buying the music boxes?
We've got some interest. I mean, I definitely have now two people that have, you know, we're in the middle of talking about what we want to do. So
now, and when you say you're in sort of discussion or conversation with parents, so you do what you do, like a rough draft of the piece, and then they get to weigh in and say, yeah, that's the right direction, or no, that's not my kid.
Yeah, yeah. That, so for one of the other pieces that we've done, I started off with a sketch that was about 30 seconds, 40 seconds long. Basically, it shows what the piece is eventually going to sound like.
So are people surprised, Cassandra, that this is not like clap-along, sing-along, mom and dad with the baby in the bath kind of music, but something very different?
No, I think that when you listen to the music, it just makes sense. Like, when you listen to Shilla, you can, for me, I just feel like I can see her. Or when I see Jackson, like, the music just makes sense. So I don't think it's surprising.
Well, it certainly is unusual.
Yeah,
you know?
Unusual.
I mentioned before, there's a lot of baby music out there.
Yeah.
There's even a lot of baby classical music. You know,
right.
These compilations, Mozart for babies and stuff like that.
But I think, like, new classical, there's not a lot of new classical music. And that's something that Ken's work outside of Pear has dealt with a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ken, is this aimed for the parents or for the kid?
Both.
Both.
And also, I mean, selfishly, me. not just from a business standpoint, but, and actually, that's very secondary, tertiary. I mean, it's, for me, it's, I see this as something that sort of adds to my catalog, I guess. You know, something that I don't see this enough, classical musicians just going through the motions of writing lots of music, and I hope that this is what happens with Pear for me.
Well, we'll wrap up by hearing a little bit of Ken's piece for Jackson. Ken Christensen is the violinist and composer. Cassandra Wynn, the other co-founder of Pear Music, a company that writes for parents a customized piece of music inspired by their baby. Ken, Cassandra, thank you both for being here.
Thank you
very much.
This is Soundcheck.